and welcome to another episode of Techsplaining. This is Rob Foster, and today I'm here with Mark Rackley. And Mark, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. It's hit the hot dog days of summer here in the Ozarks, where it's like, you know, over 100 degrees with the humidity and heat index and all that garbage. So I'm trying to stay inside and stay cool. How about you?
About the same. It's a balmy 68 degrees Fahrenheit in my house right now. So outside, I think today, maybe tomorrow, and I'll convert this to C for Mikhail here for his benefit. But we're supposed to hit 41 to 42 degrees C tomorrow.
That means nothing to me. Freedom units only, please.
I think that's when the roads get melty in Europe. They start to melt.
I don't even want to see your electric bill for 68 degrees. I keep my house at 72.
Oh, gosh. How do you sleep at night?
I drop it to 68 at night. No, wait. No, I drop it to 75 at night. No, I keep it at 78 during the day.
That's crazy sauce.
Well, I work in my basement too, so the basement stays several degrees cooler. So
I would hope.
Maybe that's what it is.
I would hope, man. That's like sauna weather right there.
No, it's not. Maybe I'm. You got me questioning my beliefs now.
This is not the first time. Yeah, so I guess we're gearing up here in the heart of summer. Everything is going well with the show and everything. I think with the podcast, we've been a few weeks off since I guess the Shift Happens conference. I know the four of us have at least been busy with Stephanie's at Inspire this week. I think Brett's building some amazing product for Lightning Tools. There's no doubt, and everything. So we're happy. I'm happy to be back. And I guess we have a guest with us online here today. So we're gonna do something a little different, and we're going to introduce Mikhail. So Mikhail, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. So my name is Mikael Svensson. So I used to be an MVP for 8 years doing SharePoint, but now I recently joined Microsoft on June 3rd. So I'm sort of getting to understand what's it like to be on the inside. I've been a consultant for many years. For those who know me, they probably peg me as a search guy. Done a couple of books on SharePoint and search. Been blogging quite a lot, been speaking at the conferences. I'm a developer, also part of the PMP core team, and done a lot of some of the commandlets, PMP PowerShell, also do SharePoint framework. I'm the author of the infamous Modern Script Editor web part, which is the top third party web part in SharePoint Online.
And they still hired me, though.
Yeah, they still hired me, right? But that's a different team, right?
Yeah, it's true.
And then now I joined the role as a principal program manager on the Fast Search team. Not exactly sure what my role is, but I'm figuring it out. But I'm working with search extensibility, the new modern search page. A lot of stuff happening there. I guess we're planning stuff for Ignite. That's sort of then Ignite, and then I guess there will be the SharePoint conference next year. So there's always these events, which are sort of the milestones. And I'm contributing, reading specifications, and doing PowerPoints and Word documents, and a lot of email. So from a guy who's been programming for almost every day for 20 years, it's a bit different.
Now that you're on the inside and speaking as a MVP to MVP here, is it scary to see how the sausage is made?
Well, I mean, I've been in the game for a while, and I know a lot of people at Microsoft. So I sort of know what's happening, so it's not that scary. But I guess if you didn't know anything from before, people would maybe be surprised that stuff is happening at Microsoft as any other software company. I mean, some of it is very structured, some of it maybe not so, and people are struggling or trying to do the best they can, right? Finding the right people, getting decisions, and then creating what do you think people need, right? So it's no different from any other larger or smaller software company. I guess the larger the company gets, maybe you're not as agile, but that's because you need to take more care of the quality and everything before you ship stuff. So.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know that when we were at the Shift Happens conference, we got to see some of the Microsoft leaders there, and I forgot what that lady's name was. Mark, maybe you remember it, but I think it was a Tony or something that was the lady talking, and she was. Basically, she reported to Satya, and some of the strategic things that she was talking about at the Microsoft level is when you're delivering software like you do, you also have to think about the impact it makes on humanity, right? Because I think just from a developer side, hey, I'm going to write this code. It's going to be done. Somebody's going to be able to put these properties on this document. Or whatever, you know. But when you're making code to the scale that Microsoft does, you have to really take into account the, you know, how things are released and how you push it out. What impact is it going to have on the economy, on society, and things like that? Which, you know, is something that maybe we don't think about as you know, in the weeds people, but it's something that
And you have accessibility. How do you word it? How do you word it in 100 different languages? So it's a lot to think about.
Yeah. Interesting stuff.
Especially in search, I can see search being even more impacted by that because it's over my head.
But there's a lot of stuff going on and there's a lot of different teams, but there's a lot of good way. So I mean, you probably heard about like features being flighted, so the flighting system is pretty good actually, and that's fun to be on. Let's see how that's being ramped up, where they like you create something and then you flight it and testing it on some people, not everyone, and then getting some metrics back, A/B testing, so you sort of get some numbers before you actually roll stuff out, so you're not just, well, we think this is good, but you actually try it out. And that's why we have target release, right?
Absolutely.
So you can try stuff out.
Cool. So what are you working on that's probably your most excited about that you can talk about right now as far as where things are going?
And I guess the most excited is not my current role, right? But since I'm also maintaining the modern search web parts, so I think the most interesting part is since I'm sort of reading specs and coordinating or trying to coordinate what we will do with extensibility on the modern search page. And then at the same time, I'm also managing the modern search web parts or handling that code and doing, make sure that's going the way we want. So right, I'm sort of a little bit during work hours, a little bit on my spare time, I'm trying to figure out an architecture for the modern search web parts will allow them to be future-proof with all the new modern stuff coming. So that means if we create something in for the out-of-the-box stuff in modern, I want to be able to reuse that in the PMP web parts. So we have a sort of a coherent story for the open source community parts and the out-of-the-box parts.
Okay. And for our listeners who aren't aware, one of the biggest things lacking I see in modern SharePoint is the modern search experience, because we don't have the search results web parts. We don't have the refiner web part. I mean, those aren't out-of-the-box web parts.
All right.
Mikhail created some PMP search web parts that we can go and download.
And that's big, because, I mean, there's limited resources for development. There's all these web parts coming out in modern. So creating all our first party search web parts to be able to have a custom search page, it's a lot of work. And that's why the community is Frank Corner, who actually started it. So just a replacement for all the classic web parts. And that project has taken on more and more. And I think it's currently installed in over 700 tenants, actually. So So it's widely used. So more and more.
Well, mine's one of those tenants. So
yeah. well, that's good, right?
Yeah.
So, but I guess I mean, people are so used to doing all the modification in SharePoint. So I guess one of the hard parts with the out-of-the-box monitor or Microsoft Search is that it's moving out of SharePoint. So you can't just think about SharePoint. That means if you do a modification to the search page, it's not only in SharePoint. If it was only in SharePoint, it wouldn't be that hard, but now it's shown on office.com, right?
Right.
The search page might surface up in Teams. So it's the same search box, the same search page being reused across different experiences. So that means it can't just be SharePoint. And that sort of makes it a bit harder to create or figure out what should the extensibility model be programmatically. You can't just plug SharePoint framework into it. It will just work. It has to be thought through to make sure it actually, so it works in all the different experiences. So that's one of the hard parts with the out of the box page, but as announced at SharePoint conference, I mean, we're working on having more verticals, getting refiners in there, but it won't be as code customizable as we have in SharePoint. But what's coming is that you, at least in the SharePoint context, you will be able to configure where the search box goes. That means if you enter a search query in the out-of-the-box Sootbar search box and hit enter, you can redirect where that page is going to. And then you could, for example, use PMP web parts and create your own custom page.
Yeah, and I think that's critical because I would say a good 90% of the time when people are searching for something, they don't want to search everything in their tenant. I'm looking for a policy or procedure. I am looking for a specific document. Maybe I don't know the name of it. And having a global search hurts the search experience sometimes. And I think that's what people sometimes miss about search. And that's why I loved Classic Search so much. I love the search results web parts. And that's why I'm so happy to see your modern web parts out there.
Yeah. But I think the big shift is also, as I think it was announced at Build, is coming in a new connector framework. So you can push your own sort of a new hybrid story to get your own line of business data into the search index. And then, of course, that goes into the graph, right? So you will have a new search API in the graph covering not only SharePoint, but you have email or whatever workloads, onboarding more and more workloads. So it's moving more and more out or not only covering SharePoint, even though SharePoint has a lot of content. I mean, that will still remain all your documents, right? So it's hard just getting that balance, I guess, keeping all the SharePoint crowd happy and then also innovating with all the new workloads.
Well, you know, it's the whole moving your cheese thing. We have the ability to do these certain tasks, and now because of a bigger vision that, frankly, we may not always care about, we've lost some core functionality that's been very important to us. And it's just learning to work in the new world, and hopefully Microsoft listening and giving us little pieces of it back as we need it, they do eventually. Sure. Mm.
But it seems like more and more companies actually opening up for installing open source web parts. And I mean, and PMP, I mean, it's backed by Microsoft, and I now working in Microsoft and sort of having those or maintaining those web parts. And if you looked at there was a slide at the SharePoint conference where it said later this year and the roadmap, and then the PMP web parts were actually mentioned. So where it's not like they're not officially supported, but we're supporting them through PMP, adding languages as we go along. So, but I guess it's a maintaining story, right? For some companies, they want something which is like fully supported.
We definitely have clients who are like, you know, they want only out of the box. So even when you say, well, we've got this PMP solution, like, well, who's going to maintain that?
Yeah, so but I guess we're now at version 3.5 and it's installed in quite a lot of tenants. So it's production ready. So it is working.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I tell them.
It's a fun place to be, right?
I agree.
What is the I'm assuming you get a lot of feedback from customers and Microsoft does a really good job of listening to customers and everything. Where do you see, based on customer demand, where is the focus going to be for the next probably 6 months or so on this stuff?
For the next 6 months, it will be to actually finishing and shipping getting in the custom verticals, getting the refiners, and getting the modern search page up and running, and also getting the connector framework so you could get line of business data in through the new API and not the old hybrid one, right?
Right.
So that's the next 6 months for sure.
Yeah, I think that's super important, you know, because there's a huge huge focus needed on that. I think we all know, and so it'd be kind of do you see anything that's going to be radically different in the new world versus the old world, you know, over this next 6 months period? Because there are certain things you have to do differently, right? I mean, is it going to change the way we have to live and work with this stuff?
No, I think the most interesting part, I guess, from an end user, and which I actually saw before with clients before I joined Microsoft as well, is that the new ranking models being introduced. So you don't exactly know what's happening because it's all machine learning, but they're more personalized. So the initial feedback I've gotten from clients is that they actually enjoy the new modern search page better than the old one, or they feel like they're getting better results actually. which I think is it's a good thing.
And that's a good, I would love to hear some case studies around that, because we have a lot of clients who are migrating to modern. Mm. And when they learn that they cannot migrate what they're doing in search today to modern, it's very concerning to them. Right. Even when we try to tell them what they do get with it, the fact that they lose things like their promoted results, the things that
Well, they don't, right? So even today, so if you add a best, better, or promoted results with the classic UI, like on the talent level, that will show up on the modern search page.
Right.
And it has for quite a while. And there's also a new feature. So I had it in my TR tenant, which is rolling out the new with bookmarks and new bookmarks. So sort of taking over for the best bets with a better UI, so you can manage it better, like through the Microsoft Search admin, which will also surface on Bing for Business. So they're not losing that. So they can just keep on their existing one, and they will show up. But do you even get more capabilities how you want to format those?
But how you display those, you lose some of the ability to display them how you used to display them.
That's correct. Right.
That's the thing. Correct. So they've got this whole environment set up, this process set up. They've got their homepage set up, and they cannot have that in modern. So that's just it's an education piece, but it's also trying to get some, you know, it would be great to have some case stories about, look at the success story about how they did go ahead and allow the cheese to be moved and how happy they
were. Yeah, I mean, I know there are several Lighthouse customers, so early adopters, big companies has tried this already. So hopefully there will be some public case studies from those as well. I guess we could just watch for Ignite and see what happens on the presentation there. I'm sure this is going to be mentioned at Ignite.
So any previews about what's going to be talked about at Ignite that maybe we haven't talked about or that we should keep an eye out on?
So I would look out for how the vertical scenario would look like. Maybe they were looking into using adaptive cards for custom displaying of a line of business data that's coming. So we'll just see how far we get to Ignite. And then, so this was all announced at SharePoint Conference. And then, of course, it's being worked on. And now Ignite will be the place where we're going to demo it, right?
Very cool.
Yeah.
So the important question is, what did you think about Branson?
Well, I didn't go to Branson, right?
You went to where it's in. You've been to Branson, though.
Yeah, once. So I didn't go this year. Yeah.
No, you didn't make it this year, but you made it
before. Well, yeah. So I loved the conference. I hated the travel to get there, and that's why.
No, we have to cut this part out.
I know.
Cut this part out.
I guess it took me close to 24 hours to go from Oslo to Branson, right? Because it's just switching flights and layovers. Yeah.
But I love it's really shocking that there's not a direct flight from Oslo to Branson.
Yeah, right.
I know, right?
Yeah, but then I was also going from Branson to Seattle afterwards, and it took longer than I expected to do that as well, right? Because I had to go fly down to Houston first and then back up. So yeah, it's too much flying in too few days.
Okay.
I don't like to travel that much.
Okay. All right. So maybe it's not ideal for people from Oslo, but once you got there, it was worth it, right?
I think the conference was great. I mean, you as an organizer, you put on a very good show, and it was good sessions, good people. Yeah. One of my favorite conferences for sure.
All right. Yeah. Well, we're going to edit out the part you didn't like, and then just cut straight to one of your favorite conferences.
So have you picked a spot for next year yet?
Yeah. So I put out a survey, sent it on Twitter, Facebook, and all the attendees, and had them vote, and they all voted to keep in Branson.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's staying in Branson. I did move the dates. It's actually now 2 weeks after MVP Summit.
But
some people say that actually MVP Summit makes it harder for them to get to. Yeah. And the other thing I'm doing is I'm doing shuttle service from the airport this year.
Okay. So
that'll make some of the travel easier.
Yeah. But I guess depending on how much travel I do, I mean, maybe I'll come back. You're right.
Hey, you're welcome to come back. Just let me know you want to come back.
And, hey, now that you've got the big blue credit card, you should be able to come back. That's where you fly through.
Yeah. I mean, we have to talk about this modern search stuff, right? So, and I guess, but there's a lot of people who might want to talk about it. So maybe I'm not the only one, but I certainly would love to talk about it.
Well, you are welcome if you want to come and hang out with us and talk about modern search.
Yeah. Cool.
Does most of your team kind of the way you work, do most of you work remote or do you go into an office and work with the search team there?
Yeah. So the fast team, so we have an office in Oslo and all the people are more or less there. Right. But there's a lot of virtual teams. So we have developers, but I guess there's some in Redmond, some are in Oslo, some are in Tromsø, which is like up north in Norway. We have developers in India as well. So there's a lot of virtual teams and you just join up with people from across the different teams actually to do the actual work.
Do you physically go into an office or do you get to work from home?
No, so I can work from home, but I go into the office. I love being in an office. So one of my highlights is like having lunch with people and meeting people. So I prefer to work from an office and not work from home.
Yeah, very interesting. Because I know there's a big push for remote working and things like that here in the, at least in the industry. And it's kind of interesting to see how people work and what they find best. And some people work better in the office. Some people work better remote.
Yeah, so we just got new offices and we co-located with Microsoft Norway. So they're on the third floor and we're on the fourth floor. So we have our own desks. So I have all my stuff on my desk, but Microsoft Norway, they have free seating. So they don't have like a desk where they can just go sit at. So it's, I guess they're salespeople, right? So
yeah.
They shouldn't be in the office.
Well, actually my company does. We do pretty much all like, I think they call it touchdown desks or whatever I've got an app on my phone to where if I get within 100 yards of a company office, or whatever, it lights up and says, "Hey, I notice you're walking past the office today. Would you like to reserve a desk?" Which I love, because I could be anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world, really, and be able to reserve a desk from there.
Right. Yeah. So I got this now. I got two monitors with my docking station. I got my Bose headset laying there and my talking headset. So I got some stuff, and also I got my MVP award sitting on the desk.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. So I love having a desk actually. Yeah, and I have a candy drawer, so I have my own secret stash of candy. I mean, around 2 o'clock, I need a coffee and I need some candy.
have people found your candy drawer?
Well, I told them it's there, so I mean, as long they can grab whatever they want if they
You're kinder than I am.
But I guess if there was nothing there, if I got to the office, I would be kind of pissed, right?
Well, that's when you start wrapping laxatives as candy and hiding them in there. And not that I would ever do that. I mean,
sounds like you've done that.
Well, you would definitely find the culprit that way. That's find the thief.
Yeah,
that's good stuff. That's good stuff. It sounds like there's some really exciting stuff coming, and in this arena. And I know the team has worked hard for many years with joining Microsoft. And when Microsoft acquired Fast, I know they really came on board and were able to, I guess, engage or go deep into the culture there. And I know the way the product is now integrated, I mean, it's seamless, right? And you don't even know you're using Fast. It's not two separate products.
Right.
It's one Microsoft, one culture, even with the way people work together. Right.
Yeah. And Fast is not only doing search. So the whole people card, that's also done in Oslo by the Fast team. Right. Mm. So we're doing both search and people, really. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, but I think it's a good time to join. I mean, I wrote a blog post on the day I joined where I said the conspiracy is real. I mean, I've been thinking about it, being on the inside, being on the outside. And so far I've been on the outside. I figure, well, maybe I think now the time might be right to be on the inside. At least I'm going to try it, see if I like it or not. I got nothing to lose. I can always go back to consulting.
That's right.
Well, cool. Well, I think, if you guys have anything else, I think that's a nice place to wrap up. We definitely appreciate you jumping on and talking to us, Mikael, and letting us know what's going on in your world. And I do really recommend that people go and check out the PMP Modern Web Part, Modern Search Web Parts. They're fantastic. And we're looking forward to what's coming with Search. So thanks again.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, if anybody has any questions or comments or feedback, please send us an email at info@techsplaining.net. And until next time, we hope to have the whole crew back together on our next show. So thanks, Marks. Thanks, Mikkel. We appreciate your time, and we will talk again soon.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah. Short and sweet.
Yeah.